An international nonprofit group says women are increasingly serving as parliamentarians in a number of developing countries. The International Foundation for Electoral Systems says 26% of Iraq's parliament members are women. In Afghanistan, 28% of all lawmakers are women. And in Rwanda, the percentage is 64%. Yet the foundation says women continue to face barriers to the political process in many areas. The International Foundation for Electoral Systems says it supports citizens' rights to participate in free and fair elections. Jessica Huber is a gender specialist with the foundation, also known as the IFES. She says there is a link between conflict and what she called sustainable peace and democracy. She spoke at a gathering in Washington recently.
We can't say that conflict has started, conflict has ended, here's peace and here's democracy. We know that this is a murky continuum where we need to have women involved at the very beginning of this process.
Sheila Jackson Lee has represented the 18th Congressional District of Texas in the United States House of Representatives since 1995. She said that when women campaign for office, become active in politics, and are concerned about society, they have an effect on the world. But she noted when women gain power, some organizations feel threatened.
Like Malala, who was shot in the head as a 12-year-old because she wanted to go to school. Like Hillary Clinton, who's running for president. Like Benazir Bhutto, who I became a strong friend of and was saddened by the tragedy that came as she was running for president of Pakistan.
Pippa Norris is a professor at Harvard University's John F. Kennedy School of Government. She says it is difficult for women to gain power. She says one way women can do so is through the use of quotas. By that, she means setting official limits on the number of women required in parliament or elected office.
What quotas do and what people have learnt is that where there's a window of opportunity for reform through a constitution or through the law or within a party, then you can really give what we term fast-track policies, fast-track change. And it's been remarkable in some countries how successful it's been by giving women a voice.
But critics say quotas are undemocratic. They say quotas hurt the principle of equal opportunity because women are given a greater chance than men of winning office. I'm Jim Tedder.